Over a glass of lemonade on her porch in Williamson, Mingo County, middle school social studies teacher Carmen Soltez was thinking hard about the walkout. Soltez is a registered independent. She remembers how she and her fellow educators felt in the halls of the Capitol.
I hope that that energy carries into the elections and the people who were the holdouts feel that backlash.
Those holdouts were mainly state Senate Republican lawmakers. Their attempts to block the raise that teachers demanded helped to extend the teacher strike, which lasted 9 days. Some of West Virginia's youngest voters also thought of the holdouts, and of the politicians who were among teachers' most steadfast supporters. Jillian Music says seeing the strike unfold influenced her first election. The Mingo Central High School senior is a registered independent, and she has a personal connection, too. Her mother is an educator.
She's a teacher, and I'm going to be a teacher, so a lot of the stuff was based around everything that happened with the strike and stuff. A lot of it was based on how they treated the teachers.
In Morgantown, Democrat Dave Mebben says his wife, who's a teacher, sent him to the polls with a list of candidates to vote for.
I'm really hoping that that month-long political fight makes a difference in the fall and that we see some changes, you know, in the State House in particular.
Teachers across West Virginia posted pictures of themselves in 55 strong t-shirts Tuesday on a Facebook page many used to follow events of the strike. One post noted that the primary fell on Teacher Appreciation Day. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Williamson.